Queer.
Semi-final one of Eurovision has some of the most amazing performances. Obviously, Australia's in there, Robin Bengtsson from Sweden, and Finland with Norma Jean. But I think the standout performer of semi-final one at Eurovision is the man I'm sitting with here in Kiev. Zlatko, how are you? It is so amazing to sit down and talk with you.
Oh my God, thank you so much. And this means a lot to me because I really, you know, this is my dream came true. So I feel amazing, really, and deeply touched.
You were from Montenegro, yes, which is one of the Balkan countries. Now, over the years, Montenegro has sent very emotional, very typical Balkan songs, which is fantastic to have that culture at Eurovision. But your song is from somewhere else. Can you explain why Montenegro decided to send the amazingly flamboyant Zlatko? Why you?
Thank you so much. When we won that contest in Montenegro and with that song which was on that contest, after, you know, they announced me as a representative, I was like, because I've been doing theater and art for 10 years and I'm my own boss in the way of creative director. So I'm really grateful that they had, like, you know, respect for my creativity and everything I wanted to bring to Eurovision. And Montenegro showed and, you know, improved that they are ready for a different kind of art. So now they show that, and it's very good because I was really free to do everything I wanted, and you know, it paid me a lot because in a way all the expectations are over the expected, you know, because everything that's happening now with my entry is so humbling and very touching for me because people recognize my energy and everything I wanted to bring, like.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fantasy song. It's a dance song. It's a great get on the dance floor. But I think it has a really important message. The message I find on that is you must be who you are yourself, but you must enjoy your life. And if I could say, it seems like enjoy your sexuality as well. Have I got it right? Is that what space is about?
Of course. Space is about universal life energy. I'm speaking about that at the end, my song is about... it's about people, and there is a lot of people in this crazy world who have no courage to do the things they really want to do, to express themselves, if is in any kind of, you know, like department of life. So I'm really grateful that I really inspired thousands of people who really, you know, recognized everything I wanted to say with this. But most of all, my message is life is to play. To enjoy the life. Life is a big game, you know, enjoy it.
And you look like you're enjoying it. I mean, it's when you watch semi-final one, you can't miss the enjoyment that you are having on stage. Particularly, you know, we've talked about on our program Queer Radio, we've talked about the video, which is truly amazing.
Thank you.
We'll talk just really a moment about your life as a professional actor. What was the first thing that happened in your life that said, I am going to be a professional actor, I am going to realize my dream in being a performer on stage?
When I was in high school, my five beautiful professors, those beautiful women are guilty for for the time today, you know? They really recognized my artistic energy and they told me, you have to be art. You have to be artist because you deliver an amazing energy. And after my high school, I, you know, enrolled to the Drama Academy and my artistic life began.
And we're going to see that on stage. And
yes.
I would really hope that you qualify for the grand final because we need that sense of fun, art, flamboyance. And it's a good song. I mean, come on. It's not a silly song. It is a great song.
Thank you so much.
You follow a few different sorts of philosophies. Reiki is one I've heard you talk about. And also you're a vegetarian as well, is that correct?
Yes.
Do these things really ground you as a performer? This is where your art comes from.
Yes, you cannot imagine how much. Because when some people, and I really enjoy interview with you because I adore journalists who really understand who they are sitting and what they're talking about. So being vegetarian, and tomorrow is like 2 years of being vegetarian.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
And that kind of, you know, inspires me and really to be grounded in a way, because I really, really, my lifestyle is so beautiful, but also hardworking, you know, every day, you know, play hard, work hard.
Fantastic. Well, Savko, it is so good to meet you. It is so good to meet someone from a Balkan country who can be flamboyant and open about himself.
I think
that's
so much
a marvelous thing. And I know so many people back home are going to be so jealous that I've got to sit this close to you, because you really are amazing. Very quickly, I know you've mentioned that you want to meet Isaiah, our Australian contestant.
Oh my God, yes. Because I was watching him on X Factor. I adore X Factor because I was on X Factor.
Yes.
And he is amazing, because he's such a unique, talented boy with those eyes, with that energy, with that talent. Really, really. And I adore his song, because, you know, at that video, one shot, he pays attention all the time. That is art and that is a talent. So I really want him to qualify.
Well, we hope that you...
Beside me.
I know. We want to make sure that Australia gets to vote for you twice. Once in the semifinal and once in the grand final. Slavko, thank you for joining us.
You're
on
welcome.
Radio.
Thank you so much.